Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you all for joining in with us on tonight for Blog Talk Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Services on tonight. I am your host for the night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm excited. I'm so excited about today, what God has to say to the body of Christ. Our speaker on tonight has been so transparent with us with how God has worked in her life, how God has brought forth changes, how God has even exposed herself, that she was willing to expose herself to us to let us know that God is not just a God, he's our God, and he works on one just as well as he works on us all. So on tonight, our speaker is Minister Margot McCoy. I thank God for her. I thank God for her letting him use her in such a mighty way. I'm just excited. I hope you all are excited. I hope you all have your Bibles, your notebooks, your pencils, your pens, your paper. And I just hope you get ready to let God open your heart, to let God open your mind, and let God open your ears so that you will hear what God is saying to your to the body of Christ. So with that being said, I'm going to check to see if the woman of God is on the line. And if so, if she has someone that's going to pray for her for tonight. Minister Margot, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Minister Renee. God bless you.
Okay, right here. Do you have someone that is going to pray for you tonight?
Yes, but I'm going to start with a brief song, and then my sister in love, Carmita Seabury, is going to take us to the throne.
Okay, well, it's in your hands. I just want everybody that if you're not talking right now, if you're not the one that the minister, the speaker has called on, please mute your phones because I don't want you to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything because of the background noises. At the end of the program, we're going to ask you to unmute your phone as you speak, introduce yourself, give the woman of God some accolades, some confirmation that she given to you, and we just want to go forth with that. Please follow instructions. Please mute your phones because we don't want to miss anything. I'm telling you, God is on the move tonight. These are the last days of the month before the new year comes in. So don't miss what God has for you tonight. Get excited. Don't miss it, though. Mute your phones until it's your turn to speak. Woman of God, it is now in your hands. Go ahead and let God lead you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Sylvia. And so I'm going to start with a short praise that I feel links itself to the topic for tonight. And I ask you all to pray for me. When he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I'll go with him. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the valley. I'll go with him through the valley. I'll go with him through the valley. Oh, yes, I will. I'll go with him. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where God leads me, I'll follow. I'll go with him. I'll go with him. I'll go with him all the way. Praise you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Carmita, are you with us?
Yes, Minister Margot, I'm here.
Please lead us in prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Minister Margot and Minister Kaiser. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your court with praise. We come being of one spirit in Christ with faith and the spirit of truth. We come boldly to the throne of grace, Father, that we may receive mercy. We come to you, Father, that we may find heavenly counsel, wisdom, and understanding. Father, you are unlike anyone and anything we could ever imagine, full of perfect, unchanging wisdom, Father. Romans 11 tells us, oh, the depths of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. Father, we may remember to pray in the midst of our trials, adversities, and in the midst of our suffering. But we sometimes allow our trust in you and your word to diminish. We sometimes forget, Father, just how faithful you are. We question you in the depths of our despair. We forget, Father, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We forget that you are merciful and full of loving kindness, Father. Your promise tells us, cast thy burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you. And we sometimes fail to remember that when we are suffering. Our Father will never suffer the righteous to be moved. You, Father, are not a man that you should lie. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Has he spoken, and shall he not make good? Father, these are the promises that you have given to us. All we need to do is to cling to you in faith and to align our spirit with yours, Heavenly Father. We ask for forgiveness, Father, this evening for questioning what you are doing in our lives. You are infinitely unchangeable, right and perfect in all that you do. We ask that you help us in building our faith and our trust. Humble us, Father, so that our trust in you and your word will not falter. There are many things that we must remember, Father, and sometimes it gets hard. We must implant these things into our spirit and into our hearts. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us to strengthen our resolve. Help us to fortify our trust in you, even through our adversities. The book of James, Heavenly Father, tells us that let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord being double-minded. Father, keep our hearts from being divided between God and the world. Your word is true, Father. It is firmly fixed in the heavens and it does not change. And there is no limit to its perfection. Your word, Father, demands what is right, and we should delight in the Lord and his word. And your word, Father, provides what is good according to Psalms 119. The word of God is the way of happiness, Father. So we must always, in the midst of our despair, remember you, remember your word, remember your promise. Keep trust and faith with you, because you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit guides us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that the Spirit of the Lord always dwells within us, Father, because you work all things, including our lives, according to your purpose. We pray these things, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Carmina. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, that word-laden prayer. And I ask you all to pray for me. As I give to you what the Lord has given me for tonight, When I agreed to take this assignment in January of this year, I had no idea of the year that lie ahead. I knew I was stepping out of my comfort zone, and part of me felt that I was not qualified for the task. Still, within my spirit, I knew I had to press forward. In spite of the doubt, uncertainty, and fear, the Lord required me to build my faith, and He would lead the way. I only needed to follow. I had no idea of the stress and the pressure accepting this assignment was placed on me. My relationship with my husband as well, and most importantly, on my understanding of God's relationship with me. The Lord knew I would face hardships and losses that would require a closer walk with Him. Thanks be to God that through being part of this ministry, my Lord has helped me to closely examine my thoughts, my heart, my words, and my walk. And I pray those of you that have been on this journey with me, that each of you have done the same. I know for myself, the personal introspection was needed. I have gained insight into who I am spiritually at my core. I thank God that there has been spiritual growth. Much has been accomplished, but much work is left to be done. And through God's grace and mercy, He has left me here to do the work. To be very honest, preparing for tonight's lesson has been extremely difficult. I went through several of my files where I'd written down my thoughts on different topics and subjects of interest. I began writing at least two different lessons without success. What I finally realized was the subject I needed to cover tonight was not in my notes. What I needed to share were my feelings, not my ideas. I needed to talk to you tonight about what I've experienced this year and the question I asked God about what I've been going through. I know that hundreds of thousands of Americans have died during this pandemic, and thousands are contracting the virus daily. However, that fact does not in any way nullify or make the loss of two of my sisters this year any less painful or traumatic. I know that death is part of life, and hardship and trials are common to all who live, but I am still in pain. Many of you are listening, you've probably lost loved ones as well, or you have family members and friends who are right now fighting for their very lives. And I am certain most of you are believers and you love God, but you are still heartbroken. I tell you, for the last 2 days, I have been in tears. I've been weeping. Now, I've had very little solace. One of the issues that I'm struggling with is this idea, and it's really a reality, that many people are being blessed during this pandemic. Many people are experiencing great benefits that would not have happened or existed had there not been a pandemic. Believers and non-believers are rejoicing in their new circumstances. And it's difficult to understand this major dichotomy of benefits and loss. Of course I know we must pray for everyone. And as instructed in Matthew 5:45, that we will be acting as children of our Father, who is in heaven, because he makes the sun shine on both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. So we have to pray. We have to accept this. But I find myself asking God, Lord, how can this be? And I'm certain that many of our listeners have heard Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser tell us, we must accept what God allows. I understand that. I understand that. And as we read in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50, now I say this, believers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit nor be part of the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable, which is the mortal, inherit the imperishable, which is immortal. So I know people have to die. We all must. But the loss still hurts. This profound loss has left a vacuum. It's left an emptiness. And right now, the only thing that seems to fill the void are my tears. I believe without doubt my sisters are in heaven. I know they're with many of my other saved loved ones that have transitioned. I believe with all my heart that they are rejoicing and praising God and singing songs and worshiping our Heavenly Father. I truly believe they are also praying for me as your saved loved ones who have gone on to be with our Father in heaven are praying for you. I know, I believe this, but I need God to help me. I need God to help me. I asked him to answer me, to help me as I question you, to please, God, help me to accept your wisdom as I go through this difficult situation and circumstance. Help us, help all of us, all of your children, to find strength and comfort in knowing that in the struggle, we draw closer to you, God. We interact with you all the more. Help us to accept that when life knocks us to our knees, you've placed us in the position to seek you the more. You allow your word to instruct us in Philippians 4 and 6, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance, every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And that includes our questions. Dear Lord, please help your children to accept that we truly don't know what is best for our lives. Help us to allow the Holy Spirit to rule in our hearts and our minds, as you have instructed us in Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weakness, we do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we should, but the Spirit himself, he knows our need, and at the right time, he intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. Dear God, I'm asking you to help me and help your children as we mourn and we look to you for answers, for strength, for direction on how to move forward from this place. You have allowed your word to instruct us in Psalm 30 and the 5th verse that weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. And also in that same chapter, in verse 11, it states, You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have taken off my sack and clothed me with joy. Oh, God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for your word, Lord. God, I know you love us and you have made provisions for us. There is nothing we experience that you don't allow. And you have promised us to be there, to see us through everything for as long as we draw breath. And even after, we no longer need air to exist. You are with us. You'll be there. This promise from our loving Father means that in every single circumstance, the highest of highs, the lowest of lows, and every moment in between, God is with us. So I leave you tonight, saints of God, with God's word from Romans 8:35. Who shall ever separate us? What shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Skipping to verse 38, for I am convinced, and I continue to be convinced beyond any doubt, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God, for his word is blessed. His word is blessed. Thank you, Father, for leading us through personal loss and for restoring our souls. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I release the program back to you, into your hands, Minister Sylvia. God bless.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for such an awesome message. I just want you all that's listening in to understand what I love about Minister Margot is that no matter what state she's in, she's not ashamed to let you know how she goes before God. She's not ashamed to let you know that she goes to God even when I'm broken. Now, I don't just come when I'm happy. I don't just come when I need. But God, when I come to you with the need because I'm hurting, that's what I was saying earlier, that when she ministered to us, she lets us know that God is an all-around God. He's not a sometime God. He's not a God you could just go to and say, oh, Lord, how am I going to pay this? Oh, Lord, how am I going to get that? You could go to him and say, oh, God, call me into this. You was preparing me before I even knew what was coming my way. You put me in a place where even then I didn't know that I was going to have to learn to depend on you even the more. And like she said, Apostle Elect has been teaching us to accept what God allows. Now, I didn't say the Apostle was teaching us to agree. Now, let's stay a little human here. We can agree that a lot of times things happen, we go to God and say, God, I don't understand that. God, I'm going to go as far as to say, I don't like that. I don't think you should have done it. We can go to God like that, and God will just tell us, you'll understand by and by. You'll understand later on. You'll understand that I had to do what I needed to do for a reason. We don't have to get an explanation from God, but God loves us enough to say, I'm here. And I thank God that she's teaching us how to go before God and just let him know, God, I need you right here. I'm broken. I'm mourning. I think things happen a little too fast, but didn't his words say his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts? That lets us know that God's timing isn't our timing, but we do know that God is always on time. So that's what I have to say concerning the message, how the message has touched me on tonight, that I'm still learning that, God, I can come to you even with tears, broken heart, and with me not even understanding or wanting to receive what happened, but God loves us enough that he would take that time to mend us. So the lines are open. So anybody and everybody that needs to, want to, have to, and going to say something, unmute your phones. But after you speak, please mute it back so the next person can speak without any interruption of noise in the background. Okay, it's your turn. The lines are open.
Hi, this is Carmita. And Margot, as usual, you are always so moving. Your testimony, it was wonderful. But sometimes as I was listening to you, that you spoke about the loss of two sisters. And the loss of a loved one brings up almost every emotion imaginable. But in your case, Margot, you have, I feel, have been touched and chosen. So there's a verse, I believe it's Psalm 31, into your hands I commit my spirit. Let God help you through the times that you're going through this situation that you're going through. He's strengthening you, and it's almost like a metamorphosis because he's drawing you in. And with change, there's pain. There's pain. And so sometimes when we as humans look at things, like Minister Kaiser said, our thoughts are not his thoughts. He's got an infinite and heavenly plan in mind already. The destiny is already set. So you need to just stay in his hands as you go through this, and he will strengthen you. He will deliver you, and he is forming you. He's changing you. But once again, it was beautiful, Margot, very beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate what you said, and I will take that into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you so much for praying for us tonight. We appreciate
you. You're more than welcome. More than welcome.
Amen, Minister Margot. This is Cecilia. Thank you so much for your words and you sharing with us how you've been shedding tears, and then how Psalms 56 and 8 even reminds us about how God will collect those tears in a bottle, and how even when David was sharing that testimony about crying and about suffering and about heartbreak and about healing and comfort and joy, that's exactly what you were ministering to us about, and how I love the fact that I know that God is using everything that you're going through to make you a stronger minister, to use you to inspire others because of your transparency. So thank you for your consistency with your transparency and letting us know. We have to allow people to be human, and grieving over losses, going through those stages, is part of what we go through when we lose loved ones. So keep being transparent. Keep ministering to us. Keep showing us how God is there for us, and he will replace our tears with joy, and he'll do everything that he's promised us. But while we're going through it, we're going to pray with you and for you and thank God for your transparency.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Sister Margot, this is Karen.
Praise God.
Put your God lens on so that you can continue to feel his grace, his mercy, his strength, his love, and his support. I understand about experiencing grief, as you well know.
Yes.
Within 3 months, I lost three of my closest relatives.
Yes.
And here I am, almost 2 years later, still standing, still trying to be an encouragement to others, as are you, but also having those times of tears, having those times of wondering, how am I going to make it through the next step? And it is only because of God and the support of people like you that we can make it. And grasping that understanding that our experiences help someone else. That's
yes.
why you have to be transparent and tell it. That as long as you keep those God lens on, sister, he
yes.
will help you see what it is that he has for you. There were times that I thought, will I ever stop crying and feeling sad? And just this evening before I got on, my sons and I were laughing about something that his dad did. You know, that
yeah.
we have enough comfort that we can laugh about some of those experiences in spite of our hearts are broken that he's not here with us. But that's not God's plan. God's
yes.
plan is that this world is not our home. But
yes.
I just want to thank you again for encouraging us and reminding us to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister
Tony.
Carmen.
Okay, go ahead, Carmen.
Grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we lost our mom on Thanksgiving Day. And it's like been eight years. And as you know that that person is in glory, they have that glorified body, they're there rejoicing and praising and giving all glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it gives you that hope and that comfort that you will see them again because you know your soul salvation. You've got to know that you know that you know that you know that you're saved, and there is a place that he has prepared for us, and
oh,
we too
yeah.
will see
yeah.
those loved ones again. We will rejoice and magnify and Hosanna, Hosanna, you know, the Lord God Almighty. You know, we will be where God wants us to be because he says, I would that none shall perish, but all shall have eternal life with Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you have that hope and you know that your loved one is in that place, oh, yes, you cry, but it's more glorified, it's more precious to be able to rejoice and have that peace that surpasses all understanding, that you don't have to think or worry
Where are they? Where did they make their bed? Is it in heaven or is it in hell? But when you know, it gives you so much comfort and it gives you so much faith even the more. And God, he keeps us. When people are gone off and they're gone to glory, it's just even more of a way for us to open up to our unsaved loved ones, to reassure them the plan and the purpose for God, for their lives from God. You know, God don't want them to continue in their sin, and he wants them to be able to know that they know, they know where they're going to spend eternity. And the fight, you know, you put your hands, you may take your hands off the plow to wipe the tears from your eyes, but you put them back on the plow and you don't look back.
Maya.
You put them back on the plow. And even if you take them off, somebody is there holding on to the plow and helping you continue the path.
Praise God.
That God has for you, because you have that plan and that purpose, that you know that God has called you into the ministry. God has called you into this place, and we're going to go through the trials and the tribulations. We're going to lose those loved ones. But as someone said, you know, me and my sister, we start thinking, and my niece, we start thinking about my mom and things she said and did, and the legacy that she has left. And, you know, the greatest thing that we hold on to is that our mom loved the Lord. She loved the Lord. She loved to pray. She loved to read the word and hide it in her heart. And when my mom got saved, she didn't go back. She did not go back. She, and to have that assurance that salvation is so, so very worth it. It's so worth it because we serve a worthy God, a worthy of all the glory, honor, and the praise. And when you have seen people live that life, and you know, it just gives you so much faith and trust even the more that you know, God loves you. We love you, and we have been praying and lifting you up because we know, sisters, you know, when you have sisters, and sisters are special just like moms are special.
Yes, amen.
I read something about you can have, you know, you can have family members and they go on and they pass away. But when you have spiritual connections, and you had that spiritual connection and sisterhood connection with your sisters, but you also have spiritual sisters that you can hold on to, that are holding you up, that are keeping you before the throne of God. So you are loved and you are not alone.
Thank
you. And we love you, and God bless you and your ministry.
Bless you, Carmen. Thank you so much.
Amen. I want to, Sister Missionary Montgomery, just exalting the Lord for the word that we've heard tonight, for how it just came in, just to refresh my soul. Because, you know, in Proverbs, it tells us there's a season. In all, for everything. And so in that, we have a season to mourn, and then we have a season to be glad. It is what God wants us to do, because it gives him an opportunity just to comfort our soul. He said that he would comfort our soul. And so he would fulfill his word. I just appreciate you being so transparent. It is... it reminds me of how God picked certain people in the scripture to show how his word should be lived out.
Hmm.
And so each time I've heard you, I hear a little more of how God is building your faith, is helping you and helping us experience his grace and his love, that we might really act on his word, that we will just continue to believe in him as we go through each of the seasons of our lives. And so I just want to join in with the other crowd of witnesses tonight to say thank you for your message, for you take the word and paint such a clear picture of how God is your refuge, for how you run to him and you are saved. And we thank you for that. It just gives us more hope and more strength, and it gives us to pray for you as we pray for ourselves. So go ahead, sis. I love you.
Thank you. God bless you. And we move together in him. We grow together in him. Amen.
Yes. I thank God for all the comments. Are there any more comments on tonight?
No. The only other thing I wanted to say, Minister Margo, I've been praying for you, and I know that God will bring you peace. Because he loves you. He loves you.
Thank you. Thank you for the prayers. I've been praying for you, too. We have to continue.
Thank you so much.
Especially in this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Minister Margo, this is Renee again. Ask the family. Call me, but Minister Sylvia, I just want to say that what I have been learning is that a lot of times when we have ministers, pastors, bishops, apostles, prophets, a lot of times we want to feel free to expose ourselves to others. Because one thing I learned with Apostle-elect Sandra Thomas, our great late Apostle-elect, she had said, you can't always show yourself to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be yourself in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for boldness that he's put down inside of you that allows you to say, I have been here and I'm here, but I'm yet dependent on God to hold me. We think about that poem where it says it was 2 footsteps, steps, but now I see one. You're letting us know that it's true that God is carrying us.
Yeah.
It's true that is our great redeemer. He's our healer. He's our resource. I thank God for you being so much in a place that you're saying, I'm not just learning to depend on God. I'm letting you know what God is dealing with me at, because if he could deal with me in this place, he could deal with you. So a lot of times we want people to think all of our I's are dotted and all of our T's are crossed and we're so powerful and rich in the Lord that we don't hurt. But when you let people see that God is building you up, even in your hurt, where you could have said, God, I can't do this because you did that. You said, I know God has a reason.
Yeah.
I know God has a plan. Yeah. I know God is doing what he has to do. But at the same time, he's strengthening me enough to keep doing what I told him I would do. When I first presented the ministry to you, and I said, Margo, God said you are the one. You are the one. Because for everybody that's on this line, they don't tell what they know about you. They tell what they know of you. And for you to be in this place and they hear the change, even coming from your sister saying, each time I hear you, when When people can hear the change and see the change, then they know that there is a God, and God, he keeps his word, as the prayer was. He's not a man that he should lie.
He should lie.
Yeah.
You are
Amen.
The person. You are the choice.
Amen.
Even right here, with your husband and the rest of this family, they're going to see that the legacy we were given as children, because we were all around each other, God is putting your legacy where it's going to go worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
This is WWW, World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And God is letting his word be preached throughout all the lands, and he's using you as one of his WWWs.
Wow,
so just keep on holding on to God's hand. Keep on trusting God, and keep trusting that those of us that's praying for you, we P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, not P-R-E-Y-I-N-G.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So just know that God is doing what he said he would do. He's fulfilling the promises he gave to our parents and our grandparents. And
yes.
just know that we are living, and that we are living in their promises because of the tears that they shed.
Yes.
So just know you in the bottle or in a bowl right by the parents that we had and grandparents beside their tears. God is being God, because in the last days of this year, we all going to have a 2020 vision of what God was doing in the year of 2020.
Wow.
Mm. So I just want to ask, I want to ask Apostle Elect before I, ask you to have final remarks. I want to ask Apostle Elect Cecilia if she have any further words that she would like to add to this, or does she have any further words she would like to say at this time?
Minister Sylvia, I would just ask that before we go off the air that you or Minister Montgomery, if you all feel led to pray for Minister Margo.
Yes.
Mm. Amen. I will pray. Okay. We both can pray.
Yeah.
The power. And so, Lord, we come before you and we bow down, humble hearts, and we ask that you see your servant, that you know what she stands in need of, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you heal her broken heart, Lord, and you just anoint her to more to bring your word. So we ask, God, that in this season that you show yourself strong, that she might know that you have heard her every cry, and that you will, as you say it in Psalms, that you will deliver her out of all of her trouble. We ask, God, that you just assure her the more that you are present in her life, and that she will hear from you, not in the rage, not in the storm, but in the still small voice as she steals herself before you. We ask, God, that you just make yourself known the more. Bless her, Lord. Bless her. Whatever she puts her hands to do, bless her, Lord God. Where she steps, Lord God, that you give her that faith to believe that everything that you have called her to do, that she can do it through you. Strengthen her resolve, Lord God, to love you and live the more. We just ask that you just continue to bless her financially, Lord God. Bless her, Lord, spiritually. Bless her physically. Bless her relationship with her husband, Lord. Let it just continue to grow, and let it be a living example for others to see what marriage looks like when you are serious about God. We just ask, God, that you just continue to lift her up. Let her see your handiwork, Daddy. Let her see your glory as she, Lord, surrenders the more to you. The more she surrenders, the more, Lord God, you'll be able to fill those places that are hurt and broken. We understand we are there with her, and that you, Lord God, will, as Cecilia has said, that you are bottling up those tears, and she's going to see them again. and she will know that you are God. So we just ask these things, that your presence will be known. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Margo, I just want to say to you, and Tony, just take this with you and just know, my God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. Just take that and know that there's nothing that's too hard for God. Nothing. He's such an awesome God. Reigns from heaven above. And everything God does is excellent. Even no matter which way he do it, it's excellent. What he's doing in you and Tony right now is excellent.
Thank
God. Your marriage, Tony's ministry with marriage is excellent. For a time in this, God has called forth the Montgomery, the McCoy ministry. It's excellent. Know what God is. Give God a chance to be awesome. Give God a chance to show his miraculous, marvelous works in you too. Know that God didn't take nothing from you that he hadn't already added to you. God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I just want to say amen on that.
Amen.
I want you all to know that we're here every Monday night of the month, of every year. Every Monday night, we're here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here on Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday coming up will be our speaker, will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. On Sunday mornings, we are here at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. If you tune back in next Monday, our speaker will be myself, and I'm going to see what God has me to say. If God had me to bring someone on to share in this time, we're going to do what God tells us to do, because this Monday that's coming up, it's going to be a new year. So we will be walking into, praying into, and just waiting to do what God has told us to do. And with that being said, don't forget our scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. We're going to end the year and start the year with this scripture. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And now I'm going to ask Minister Margot, either her or whoever she chooses, to pray us out. And y'all know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And just hold on to God's unchanging hands. Accept what God allows. It's in your hand, Minister Margot.
Amen.
Well, I thought we had a great amount of prayer already. Not that we can pray too much. But if Carmen is still with us, Carmen, why don't you pray us out?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify and exalt your precious holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the season, Lord God, that we show others what the gift is truly, truly, truly about, the gift of Jesus Christ. Lord, not the gift of giving gifts, but the gift of giving life, life eternal life, life abundant life, in the serving of a one and true and only living Savior. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be those bold instruments fit for the Master's hand, vessels, Lord God, unto the Master. Lord, help us to express the love and the peace and the joy and the hope and the faith and the trust that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we know that gift is
so awesome and so beautiful. It won't tear up. It won't break. It won't rust. It won't, Lord God, but it's that gift that keeps on giving every time, Lord God, that you go before the throne of God. Jesus, help us, help us, help us to share the true gospel from Genesis to Revelation, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to continue to hide that word in our heart that we sin not against you. Help us, Father God, not to be ashamed of the gospel, but be willing to stand up on the rooftops and shout down, oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Glory
to God. Glory be to God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, our Master, and our King. The Holy One of Israel. Oh my God, help us, Lord God, to be faithful, faithful, faithful until the end, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to be all that you would have us to be, Lord. Each and every one of us are called to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't let us draw back, but let us move forward with power, Holy Ghost power, with anointing, Lord God, that will destroy every yoke, every bondage, every sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're more than conquerors. We're blessed going in, blessed coming out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the storehouse, blessed in the fruit of our body and the fruit of our ground. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up your precious son, Jesus. We know the gift that you have given is a priceless gift. No man can even come to know, Lord God, the value unless they come to know the Father. Because you said no man cometh to the Father except by his
except
Son,
by
Jesus
me.
Christ, who died on the cross. So, Lord God, help us to be all that you would have us to be. And we will forever, ever, 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 ever be so grateful and thankful, Lord God. We will forever worship and adore you and exalt you and magnify your precious holy name.
Hallelujah.
And to all be the glory, all be the praise, and all be the honor to a worthy Lamb that was slain, Lord God. Came into this world wrapped in swaddling clothes, born in a manger, but all of us see higher than I see. My God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, and let us go forth with power and might, Lord God. Let us go forth with joy, peace, love, and hope in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we do stand in the gap for the men and women, for the family members, for the generations, Lord God.
We stand
in the gap as prayer warriors. We are all called to pray. Pray ye without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We're called.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us take the call, Lord God, and let us run with it. Run with it from the north to the south, from the east to the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a prayer. Praise God.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Beautiful prayer. Marco, I love you, and I thank Cecilia and Renee. Sylvia is Renee. Okay, so Cecilia. Thank you guys for putting this on. This is beautiful. I'm going to try and catch the other night. And listen, because this is spiritually rich, and it is, and I love it, and I love you guys. Okay.
Good
night.
Amen.
Bye bye. God's word is beautiful.
Everyone.
Prayer is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.